From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in the book of Joshua as he brings the next portion of a message called The Unfailing Promises of Our Unfailing God. First of all, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, A Staircase to Heaven. The text is John chapter 1, verse 51. And he said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Yes, to our faith this sight is plain, even at this day. We do see heaven opened. Jesus himself has opened that kingdom to all believers. We gaze into the place of mystery and glory, for He has revealed it to us. We shall enter it soon, for He is the way. Now we see the explanation of Jacob's ladder. Between earth and heaven there is a holy commerce. Prayer ascends, and answers come down by way of Jesus the Mediator. We see this ladder when we see our Lord. In Him a stairway of light now furnishes a clear passage to the throne of the Most High. Let us use it, and send up by it the messengers of our prayers. We shall live the angelic life ourselves, if we run up to heaven in intercession, and lay hold upon the blessings of the covenant, and then descend again to scatter those gifts among the sons of men. This choice sight, which Jacob saw only in a dream, will turn into bright reality. This very day we will be up and down the ladder each hour, climbing in communion and coming down to labor to save our fellow men. This is Thy promise, O Lord Jesus. Let us joyfully see it fulfilled.
Out of the mire, and set my feet on.
If you have been blessed by the beautiful sacred music which forms a part of Let the Bible Speak, you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. These songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. To obtain a copy, you may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may call 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Ask for your free copy of Our Great Redeemer's Praise. Call or write for your copy today. Sensing that his death was imminent, Joshua exhorted the children of Israel with these words found in chapter 23, verse 14, Ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. In reviewing the past decades, Joshua pointed the nation to an immutable person, the God who does not change. Not only so, but God kept his word to Israel. Whatever he said he would do, he did without fail. His promises are sure today as they were when they were spoken. With faith in the unchangeableness of God and in the truth of his word, God's people become an invincible people. Their knowledge of God endows them with great certainty and courage. Now to continue this message, the unfailing promises of an unfailing God. Here is Dr. Cairns.
The second chapter of Daniel is God's overview of the history of the world as far as we need to know it. Now, if you don't find America there, don't worry. America's not there. I just put that very clearly to you. There are all sorts of nonsensical so-called prophetic teachers running around who are seeing New York and Las Vegas and San Francisco and all the rest of these places and these prophetic scriptures. They are not there. You may take the principles and apply them to them, but this is the prophetic earth as God looks at it, and he's giving you an overview of the history. And I want you to notice something, that the things God thought were important are not really the things that men think very important, and the things that men think important, God doesn't even mention them. You take the four great world empires God speaks of. He never referred to the British Empire, and it was bigger in actual geographical spread than any of them. But while it was very important to Britain, it was not very important to God in the final view of things. But he looks at the nations and he tells you what he's going to do with them. I want to tell you, he will do it. He'll do it. God is beginning, and I'm not going to get into a deep study of prophecy this morning, but God is beginning to put together on the continent of Europe and in the Middle East that confederation of nations that will produce the great final man of sin who will challenge the very being of God and set him up in himself up in God's place. That's already beginning to form. I don't know how far along it is, but God is doing it. I want you to know this, however, that what he says he'll do with those nations, he will do. He'll cast them down and he will defeat them. And ultimately, a text that I quoted a little time ago in this pulpit regarding our studies in the Reformation period, the wicked shall be cast into hell, and the nations that forget God, he'll do it. He'll do all he has said he's going to do with the souls of men. The Lord has said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Now all the world has got together to say, that's not so. Today, even those who would disagree philosophically, today the vast majority in the Western world have imbibed the poison of Freudian psychology. There's no such thing as sin. There is only a self-imposed guilt from the inevitable conflict of the person lusting and yet condemning himself for his lust. But there's no real sin. There's no judgment. There's no God. There's no heaven. And there's no hell. I want to tell you today that Sigmund Freud is already in the hell he said did not exist. God has said what he will do with souls. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The soul who rejects saving grace in Christ will have damning power without Christ. The soul who spurns heaven through the blood will have hell without the blood. Well, let's understand it. God will do with souls everything he has said. Bless God, that is good news as well. Because he will save every guilty sinner who comes in simple faith to Jesus. Jesus said, come unto me, I will give you rest. Jesus said, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Jesus prayed to his Father, I will that those whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. Thank God, God will do with the believers in Jesus exactly what he has promised to do. He'll forgive their sins. He'll justify their souls. He'll clothe them in the righteousness of Christ. He'll embrace them in the arms of His acceptance. He'll enroll them in the glory. And He will bring them inevitably and safely home to heaven. Nothing will separate them from the love of God in Jesus. Will God fail to fulfill His word to the souls of men? No. He will do all He has said He'll do, both in judgment and in mercy. What a promise then God's people have. Oh, we're so easily caught up in the here and now. We do have a promise for life. Let's live our lives in reaction to the gospel. Let's get our feet on the firm foundation of the immutable truth of the gospel and live out our lives in the light of what we believe. Let's take that truth and apply it to the circumstances instead of simply reacting to the circumstances. We have a promise for life. Bless God, we have a promise for death. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. What evil can befall a Christian when he comes to the valley of the shadow of death? What evil can befall him? Can the devil get his hand on him? No, sir. Can hell swallow him up? No, sir. Can God forsake him? No, sir. What evil can befall a Christian in the valley of the shadow of death? He may suffer physically. He may lose the power of communication with his loved ones. But God will not forsake him. He carries His people as a shepherd would cradle a little lamb in his arms, and He brings them safely through. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. We have a promise for death, and we have a promise for eternity. Can you think of any sweeter words in all the Scriptures? Can you think of any more glorious words ever spoken in history or in eternity than those words of the Lord Jesus? Come, ye blessed of my Father, enter in. That's what Jesus promises. That's what Jesus says. That's what He will do. Come, ye blessed. I can't leave this thought of the unbreakable promise without coming back to the terrible and the sharp contrast. On that day, the same Lord Jesus, the same loving, kind, good, and gracious Savior, will say to some, "Depart from me into everlasting fire," and to others, "Come, ye blessed. Enter in." Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl in this assembly this morning is going to hear one or other of those final words from Christ. Remember, He will do exactly what He has said He will do. Do not live in sin, rejecting Christ, scorning mercy, trampling the blood and the grace of Christ beneath your ungodly feet, and then imagine that somehow Christ will change his mind, go back on his purpose, and let you into heaven after all. For him to do that would mean to be the death of God, the end of the immutable deity. It would be the absolute destruction of the holiness and the justice and the veracity of God. And I tell you, that is impossible. Which will it be for you? If God were to call you into eternity today, what would you hear from the lips of Jesus? Depart into hell, or enter into heaven. Which would it be? It will be one or the other. The difference between hell and heaven is not baptism or even this blessed table of the Lord. It is not being a member of the church or anything of that nature. It is personal faith in Jesus Christ, faith in his blood. Christ makes the difference. I wonder today, have you Christ? He that hath the Son hath life. Have you the Son of God today? Because if you do not have the Son of God, you do not have life, and the wrath of God abideth upon you. So here Joshua calls our attention to an immutable person and his unbreakable promise. And finally, by very clear implication, to an invincible people. I want you to see this. Joshua was addressing this to God's people. And he says, you know, in all your hearts and in all your souls, you know. What does that tell us? It tells us that Joshua meant Israel to live in the reality of the unfailing promises of God. He wanted them, as he left them, because he had to die, and as they faced the challenges of life in the promised land, with the things that still had to be done, the battles that still had to be fought, the enemies that still had to be overcome, as they faced those things, he wanted them to live in the light of their immutable God and his unbreakable promise, because then they would also come down to their grave with the same testimony as he had. In other words, they would be an invincible people. Can I make it clear to you today that the realization of the fact that the Lord will never break his word will beget in God's people a great certainty? Begone unbelief and doubt and fear. My God never changes, and he never fails to fulfill his word. I will not doubt God because of my inability to understand him. I will trust where I cannot see. What a certainty it gives us in life. What a certainty in death. And as we face eternity, then what a courage. What foe can you not face when you know that there never fails one word of all that God hath promised? Is there not a promise for every situation that we face? Is there not a promise from God tailor-made for every foe and every battle and every perplexity and every trial? Is there not a word from God for us in our own particular situation? Thank God there is. There is a word there. How are you going to know that word? Of course, if you don't take time to study it, read it, learn it, know it. Thank you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.